Of course, the revised disciplinary rules would need to provide then for a definition that addresses recognized human rights. And on your screen at this point, you should be able to see a proposal for what we would like to see as an agreed upon definition of recognized human rights. The definition of internationally recognized human rights would be a person's right to life and health and to be free from slavery and servitude and to have access to due process and the ability to adjudicate grievances and the rights of children to avoid forced labor or poor labor conditions. Next, of course, we have to recommend that the rules also recognize that a lawyer has an obligation to refrain from assisting a client whose objectives or practices directly have a negative effect on internationally recognized human rights. The suggestion then would be that protection of human rights in effect rises to the level of the prohibited criminal and fraudulent activity that's included within the current Texas disciplinary rules. And so you can see the proposed change that we would want to see in Rule 102, requiring that a lawyer will not assist or counsel a client to engage in conduct that the lawyer knows is criminal or fraudulent and may choose not to assist or counsel a client whose objectives or practices directly adversely affect internationally recognized human rights. Now, one of the interesting nuances that you can see in this particular suggestion for a change in the rules is the conservative approach that is being taken by Texas lawyers in utilizing the word may choose not to assist as opposed to making it a more definitive command.